Here's Davin. I'm here with Maha Haru. He's going to stay with me for 5 months, and he was a senior disciple of Kamal Krishnamaraj, and seeing how well-trained he is as a Vaishnava seva makes me really appreciate training with Kamal Krishnamaraj, his disciples. And, okay, we had that problem with muting the phone.
I think it's
star six or something like that. Hare Krishna? I have that problem every week with someone who just gets on and Hare Krishna. Same person. If anybody just got on, they have to mute their phone. It's star six. It's kind of. This just takes a lot of concentration, and I can't be distracted. Happy to be here in Vrindavan, and very nice, for the first time, my cousin is visiting me. Her name is Matseva Bharti. She's been living in the Himalayas, and she's really relishing the activities here. And also Henry's here, and Henry brought his friends Eric and Nancy. And they have, it's not exactly a charity trust, but they do charity work. And they're here in Vrindavan to link up Habitat Habitat for Humanity, which is a Christian charity which builds housing in around the world in poor areas. So it's food for life. And they're going to build some housing for the Bridge Vasis, the poor Bridge Vasis, suitable. Simple housing, and we've been going on Parikrams, and you know, the different places are nice, and yesterday I was at Radha Damodar Temple, and the foremost disciple of Krishna Das Babaji, named Sanatana Das Babaji, who has his real vow, he just never stops chanting. He saw me and he greeted me enthusiastically. I never saw him so social. He's a real reclusive person. And then I was with Eric and Nancy and Henry and Matseva. And he actually even asked me who they are. I said, for the Eric, he started laughing. And he went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it was real nice, actually. And I just felt like, why is he so nice to me? And so I remember years ago, I tried to give him a donation. And I remember I just put it by him, and I tried to run away, and he ran after me. And he was angry, and he threw the donation. He didn't want any money, any help. But he actually once got very, very sick. And I took him to the doctor. I supply for his medical needs. And so it's just wonderful to just really see the personalist philosophy of how the whole universe works, that people are responsive. When you serve people, they have affection for you. If you have affection for people, they have affection for you. And this is the process of Krishna consciousness. You know, you serve God, then God gives you shelter. And you can attract God. He's a person. You can attract him by making your life an offering of service to God. And you can attract God by pleasing his devotee. That's service to God. If someone has attracted God's mercy by their love and service of God, and you serve that person, then you've also captured God. If someone's captured God by their loving service, and you serve that person, you've also captured God. So it was just so nice, because it didn't seem to be his personality, but he just, was effusive and so affectionate to me. So I just took a simple service to the devotees, invokes their blessings and mercy. We're reading now the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra. It's a very, very wonderful pastime, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an external and internal reason for appearing. I don't want to relate external like artificial or superficial. And internal is real. Just external means he came, the reason he came for others, and internal reason means the reason he came for himself. And the reason that one who does things for others becomes more apparent than the inner desires that one has. The internal reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent, or Krishna's descent as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to become complete in his pleasure, which is rasa, or intense love, by taking the position of his devotee, his topmost devotee, and to try to relish the experience of the topmost devotee at the height of that devotee's ecstasy. So, of course, it's to take the position of Srimati Radharani. So, this part of Gaur Lila, we're entering into Puri, is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fulfilling the internal reason of his descent, which is to cultivate the mood of Radharani, and to perfect the mood of Radharani, and to nourish the mood of Radharani. But in fulfilling the internal reason of his descent, he's also setting the example for us how we perfect our life. Because just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to attain an experienced position of a devotee, the perfection of our life is when we do the same. The perfection of our life is when we attain the depth of understanding and devotion of a devotee of Krishna, an eternal devotee of Krishna, whose love and devotion we covet, because it's the full potential of the desire we had in our heart to serve Krishna. So in watching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilling the internal reason for his descent, we are learning how to do that ourselves, how to attain the love of the residents of Vrindavan, or how to reach our full potentiality of devotion. And in this particular lila, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in dancing in the Rath Yatra. We're watching as he's nourishing the sentiments that he aspires for, which is the love of Srimati Radharani. And we're going to watch as he actually achieves that love to the highest state. So, and then we're also going to see how Gaur Lila exemplifies that devotion. Even though externally it may look different from Krishna Lila, internally it's the same exact thing. And therefore, if you focus on Gaur Lila and understand Gaur Lila, you understand these sentiments of the residents of Vrindavan, because that's the mood of the devotees of Gaur Lila. And therefore, you also see how those sentiments can be accessed through the process of kirtan, and that's what's happening here. And if you remember, it starts off as Rathriyatra, and it's very wonderful how that ecstasy builds, and there's seven kirtan parties, four in the front, two on the side, one in the back, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in all the kirtans, that is mystic potency, and how there's a churning of bhakti. And Sankirtan gives special feelings of bliss that really are very difficult to attain, but are very difficult to attain in personal meditation. There's very, very wonderful about the interaction of the devotees and how they open one's heart. And how, in that open heart, Krishna, in the form of the holy name, can enter and awaken one's dormant love for him. So there's special feelings of bliss in the Sankirtan. And it's so absorbing. Because the nature of Sankirtan, although you can go very internally deep, as we'll see here in these pastimes, it's so overwhelming to senses. The sights, you can imagine, just envision this kind of kirtan, because what's happening now is there's seven parties, and each party has two expert mridanga players, and one expert kirtanir, Srivas Thakur, and Sarit Damodar, and the dancers, Haridas Thakur, Dvaitracharya, Nityananda, Vakrasya Pandit, and the people responding, and it's so absorbing, and it's so colorful, and the Jagannath cart that looks like Mount Meru, and the bells, and the flags, and the people, and the incense, it becomes so absorbing. All the senses are gradually being overpowered with Krishna. And in fact, when it describes in the Durya Kandambani, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us like an image or a vision of what it will be like when we awaken in the spiritual world. And all of a sudden we'll be in the spiritual world and we'll open our eyes and we'll see Krishna. And our eyes will become all our senses will become overwhelmed with the vision of Krishna. Just like now, if I say Prabhupada, then through the ear you're seeing Prabhupada. If I say, it's overwhelmed. And then it describes the devotee faints, and then they hear the sonorous voice of Krishna,
my dear devotee wake up, and then all these senses, Mahari, excuse me. One second.
Mahari. Yeah, I just need quiet because I'm giving a class.
So he wakes up with the sonorous voice, and then all the senses become ears, just like as you can read a musical scale and hear the tune through the sight. So it's like that. So all the senses are being absorbed everywhere you go in Krishna, especially the most absorbing sense to the consciousness is sound. And Prabhupada has two simple examples. When one is sleeping, the only thing that protects him is his ears. Basically, he can hear something. He can hear someone come in. Or when you're sleeping, the only thing that can wake you up is sound. It's the most absorbing. This beautiful, melodic, rhythmic kirtan going on, and then they're joining together. And now what happens is all seven groups are combined together. And it's Radha and Krishna. Because everything else is just creating an atmosphere by which one can hear. The melody, the rhythm, the open hearts, the love one feels for others when he sees the devotees in the kirtan. It just creates the absorption of Nam. And therefore, one becomes yogically fixed in love and devotion on the object of devotion. The mind becomes completely one-pointed. There's nothing else in the world. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there's nothing else to be had in the world but the holy name. So all these seven groups combined. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhavan, they're all combined together. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in charge of Sudamaga. And then what happens is in this type of kirtan, because there's an attraction between the soul and Krishna. So when the consciousness becomes absorbed in Krishna through his holy name, then like a magnet, it starts to draw out the natural sentiment, the natural attraction that one has for God. And that natural attraction for God is love for God. So it begins to draw it out of the heart. And the nature of love, and this is the nature of devotion is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is that there are different emotional experiences of love which even heighten the love. And one of the emotional experiences of love are the actions that one does in love according to one's relationship with Krishna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this ecstasy, this taste, which he has come to relish, begins to naturally well in the heart in this praying kirtan in the association of the Shuddha Bhaktas and the pure devotees. And it's churning in his heart the sentiment of devotion, and it has to be released. So he begins to jump high. when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps high, there's a problem. Because he's spontaneous in his devotion. So he'll jump high. So actually the vision is he's just running. And almost like an airport, then he's just jumping in the air. And then he can go into an ecstatic trance and then just fall down on the ground. So when he's dancing, he basically looked around and he called different people and he pointed to Sarup Damodar. So what happened is it's almost like one of those old movies where someone's jumping from a building and running on the roof and the firemen are below. And they have some kind of, not trampoline, but some kind of, I don't know how you call it, to catch the people, and they're moving back and forth. You have these nine devotees. In other words, what's happening here, and this is just like Vrindavan, but the external view is different because it's Bengal, and it's Kirtan, and it's devotees exchanging, but internally the same thing is happening. At the churning, the Vagini Shakti, the internal potency, the pleasure potency, the essence of which is love of Godhead, is churning. And the Lila Shakti, the potency of God to move his environment, himself and his devotees in a way to create the mood and ambience to relish that life. So it's very wonderful that we see the scene, and then he's running and then jumping, and these nine people are following him wherever he's going. These devotees, Sri Damodar, the devotees in his charge, and they're singing kirtan along with the Lord, and they're running beside him, and all the other groups of men are doing kirtan. So all the emotions are just being churned and churned and churned. And the sentiments for devotion and the absorption in the holy name becomes more and more intense. And it's a very powerful dynamic because individually it's becoming intense. And the collectively it's becoming intense. Nandavata Kori Prabhu Yudhidui Hatte Udva Mukishti Takari Deka Jagannath, offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face towards Jagannath and prayed as follows. So spontaneously he's jumping and dancing, and then because it's all, there's devotion, there's the expression of devotion, and there's the nourishment of that devotion. And the expression of that devotion, whether it's dancing or offering prayers, it's the expression. Devotion has to be expressed. And often the chief way it's expressed is in kirtan. That devotion is expressed in thinking about one's beloved. And also offering prayers. And now he's standing before the Lord. And this is actually the process. A very, very mature sadhak is. And I've had fortune to associate with God brothers and others who are very mature in their mahari. Excuse me.
Maha. Okay.
Very, very mature sadhakas, practitioners. And I've seen someone ask me, you know, what is this process of, you know, of advanced devotion, if there's a practice. You know, there must, you know, if there's a process, then there must be a teaching. Where the teaching is here in CC, and I see this in the lives of people who are mature. And it starts with a sentiment to serve Krishna. Now, we have a basic sentiment that's given to us when one gets We have the basic sentiment that's given to us when one gets initiated. And that's described by Jiva Goswami, that at the process of initiation, we get the form of God in which we're going to worship and our basic general relationships. So we know that Krishna is our Ishtadev. And our basic relationship with Krishna is like the residence of Vrindavan. And then by the practice of Krishna consciousness and the association of advanced devotees, and by reading the descriptions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one's natural desire to serve Krishna begins to manifest. Maybe just in a general way that you really have an attraction to Vrindavan and the mood of Vrindavan. And then by mercy, it can be manifested in a more specific way. You become attracted to serving Krishna in a particular relationship, even though you may not know what your specific identity is in that relationship with Krishna in one of the five types of rasas. But then the process is that once a sentiment, whether it is serving Krishna or serving Krishna in a particular way, begins to become manifest, and we have it manifest to a certain degree, we're attracted to particular deities, we're attracted to the Dham, then there are prayers that are natural expressions of that sentiment and will nourish that sentiment. And I've seen that people who get advanced in the chanting of Hare Krishna, they take access of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the scriptures that are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita to learn verses and to learn bhajans and to learn songs that will express and nourish their devotion. And here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Acharya is setting that example. Just 1 second, I'll be right back. Because I'm getting kind of like a little... It's okay. It is a little softer. So now we're going to see with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is where his ecstasy leads. And it's spontaneous. He's jumping out of spontaneity, the kirtan is roaring, and then he sees Lord Jagannath. Dandavat Kori, he pays his dandavats, and then he folds his hands and raises his face upwards, and in devotion says, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna. Now, we repeat these words, but the meaning of something has very much to do with the attitude in which you say it. So you can offer prayers to God, and someone else can offer prayers to God. And the fact that you're offering prayers to God is an act of devotion. But the more you imbibe those words in your heart, and the more they represent your actual sentiment, the more they will communicate your sentiment. I don't know if I should stop. I'll tell a joke now. But, maybe I won't. Maybe at the end I'll tell the joke. It was kind of relevant, but... And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still chanting. And he's accessing... This was from the Vishnu Purana, the Mukunda Mala, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Padyavali, so many different things. And we're very, very fortunate that through Prabhupada's mercy, even the books that he's given, Chaitanya Charitamrita and that there's so much access to such a rich verse and poetry that nourishes our devotion. And I was actually talking to one devotee who was going to do a Namrata. He does it every year. And he really is sincere. He's a sincere preacher. And he comes here every year. And he really wanted something more. So in talking with other people who are sadhakas, and meditating on the verse that the Sankhya Purvaka Nama Dana Nati Di, that the six Goswamis bow down and schedule measurement. He spent Kartik, and some people do that, chanting, but not only chanting, but chanting prayers, and then paying your dandavats, so that your whole consciousness and body is absorbed in that prayer. And chanting prayer after prayer, I found in the books of Raghunath Das Goswami, Valakushmanjali, Stavamala, Chitush Pushpanjali, so many different books. He hears Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jayati, Jayati, Devo, Devaki, Nandano, So. Jayati Jayati Krishna Vishnavamsi Padipa Jayati Jayati Nayashamala Koko Malango Jayati Jayati Priti Bharanato Mukunda. All glories unto the personality of Godhead who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vishnu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Dandavats, looking upward to Lord Jagannath and expressing his heart, all glories to the personality of Godhead, whose bodily lust is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Jayati Janivaso Devati Janavado Yadivara Parishatta Dobir Asyanadamam Virachara Vijanada Sismita Sri Mukhena Panapura Vanitanam Vadiyam Kama Devam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna, who is known as Jananivas, the open resort of all living entities, who is known as Devaki Nandana or Yasoda Nandana. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything in auspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things in auspicious for all living entities moving in an earth. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Naham Vipra, Nacharapatir, Vatnapi Vaishno, Natudro, Naham Vani, Chadrihapatir, Novanasto, Yitirva, Hintu Proja, Nikola Paramananda, Ponam Rikabir. Gopi Bhartu Parakamalo Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, folded hands after offering obeisances, looks up lovingly to Lord Jagannath after the ecstatic kirtan, where all seven parties go, and his devotion and sentiment in the mood of Radharani is welling in his heart. He looks up. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not Vaishya or Sudra, nor am I Brahmacharya, Sannyasi, of household, a Vanaprastha, even a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa, of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Then, after reciting these verses, the Lord again pays his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands offered prayers to the city. So now all these devotees in kirtan. They just stop and they're listening to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pray. And now they're all, their hands are folded, and that sentiment of love is pouring from their heart. And then what happens after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, the ocean of praying wells in his heart, and he begins to dance and jump, and he whirls around like a firebrand, roaring like thunder, and practically the ground is appearing to tilt. And then he goes into transcendental ecstatic transformation to the body. In other words, he's beginning to taste the sentiment of Srimati Radharani, who met Krishna at Kurukshetra after 96 years. You know what it's like to meet a loved one after 96 years? Think of someone who you love dearly and now think that you'll live to 150, 125, and you will not see that person in 96 years. You know, with 96 years, you don't know if you'll ever see them. That was the mood of Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra. But because her love was real, in the sense it was on the spiritual platform, and I was at my mother's house, I watched with her this, it was about this person, this lady. She was in her 80s. And when she was 12 years old, she was Jewish, and it was in Germany during World War II. Somehow or other, she was trying to escape with her brother or something before the Nazis came. And she had lost her family. And then somehow or other, I don't know if they took her brother, but her younger brother, who was only 8 years old, or maybe he was six and she was 10. I think it was an 8-year-old brother. The last time she saw him, he was on a train and the train left. And she didn't know what happened to him. And then there was an organization that somehow searched for relatives. And somehow they found that relative and they arranged. And it was just became like, you know, she became an American, you know, got married and had a family, but she had no immediate family like that. And then he just became a simple working peasant in Russia or whatever it is. And they linked him up. And then the film was there after she saw her brother after 70 years. It was very moving, you know, that she saw her brother after 70 years. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood of Radharani at Kurukshetra. And what is that mood? The mood was, in your absence, now I have gained the Lord of my life. Now I've gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. She had that love, that romantic love, and it was just burning and burning and withering away year after year, and finally she meets Krishna. What a sentiment. And then, because Krishna is in the role of a king, Krishna can't reveal the part of his personality which she has a relationship with, which is Krishna as the lover. It is that separation. So this Rathayatra internally, what we find out from this pastime, is a very, very, very deep lila and pastime where these emotions of Radharani, that's the deity. The deity is Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, Kurukshetra. Rathayatra is bringing him back to Vrindavan. And the mood of the people in the Rathayatra and the mood of the Radharani, they're taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And the sentiments just keep churning in such a high way. And this is what God has come to relish. And by the fortunate mercy of Krishna's Kaviraj and Prabhupada and the presentation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, by reading it, we start to get an attraction for this mood. An attraction for these sentiments, an attraction for these pastimes. And just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cultivate and nourish that mood by chanting the holy name in Sukriyanam, the name of one's beloved Lord, chanting the name of one's beloved Lord, and hearing poetry and prayers that nourish that sentiment, then this is how we start to develop our relationship with Krishna. Are there any questions? Because my guests are going today, so I have to end the class a little bit earlier. Any questions? Okay, would anybody like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, someone's coming up.
Anybody? Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Shastra Das, accept my humble obeisances.
Shastra, thank you for coming on. Mahari says that you gave him the information, which tickets and when.
Yes?
Did you give him the information, which tickets? Do you want me to buy your tickets also to go into Puri? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I was going to be in Delhi on the 21st. So any time on the 22nd, I can meet you at the airport with Ram Roy and Bhagavad Purana. Whatever
I got
convenient
it. I got
to
it.
You.
I got it. Okay?
Okay.
I have it. All right. I understand. Just you?
Yeah, just me.
Okay.
I'll drop you an email in the morning.
Yeah, and finalize also which people and which rooms you're coming, because the tickets change whether you need or not, okay?
Okay.
But I have them reserved. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Rasikya from Austin.
Thank you, Rasikya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for taking the time again and again for us, even with your busy schedule.
Well, I'm not that busy. It's just sometimes two things happen at once. But this is so relishable, actually. This section of the CT, and now what's happening is I'm teaching it every day.
Uh-huh.
So because I'm teaching every day, you know, it's so much easier to get into these pastimes and build up your frame of reference for speaking. So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to getting these sanghas while I'm in India now. Because
thank
now when I'm in Vrindavan, I'm preaching every day. Okay, thank you, Rasikya. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Govardhan.
Hi, Bo, Govardhan. Hare Krishna. So, I guess we'll be seeing Bharati soon. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Bo. Thank you for coming on. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, thank you all. Bunch of call for the discussion. This is going to be the 8th chapter.